I would spend so much on stuff just to feel like I'm in control of my life when in fact I wasn't.
Subscribe, listen, and share the episodes of That Broken A Podcast na available kung saan ka man nakikinig ng iyong podcast. At hinding-hindi kita tatanggihan. Hinding-hindi ako tatanggi if you wanna leave a 5-star rating and a review on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. At syempre pa, i-follow mo na rin ang nag-iisa at original mong Broke Pinay Kapitbahay on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Hi, Nick! Welcome to That Broke Pinay Podcast. Unang tanong ko pa lang sa'yo ngayon, are you a saver or a spender?
Okay. I would say I am both. I've shared in all of my platforms that I'm a recovered shopaholic. Ang sabi ko nga is, meron akong toxic relationship with money na parang, okay, pagka nag-save ako, parang dinedeprate ko sarili ko. Pero pag nag-spend naman ako, guilty naman ako kasi pag ko ginasasa na naman yung 10,000 na worth of skincare na yon, ganong level. Dati bumili pa ako ng 30,000 worth of makeup in one shopping trip, ganong level. And so,
nako girl, feeling ko magkaklase tayo dito sa...
Teresa, ata tayo ng kinopihan. Teresa ba tayo ng kinopihan ng pinagagastusan?
May template ba?
Yes.
Girl, ganyan na ganyan. As in, relate na relate ako.
Crazy, diba? Kasi, so, I would say na si spender talaga ako dati. Although, sasabihin ko, nang tatry ako mag-save, ganyan. I've been spending up and down, ganyan. Pero yung the way I save, I was like, para saan ba itong sinisave ko na to? Parang, ano bang papupuntahan na to? So, dahil hindi ko alam kung saan napupunta, eh, makabili na lang ng makeup para may short-term happiness ako. Ganon.
Maganda ka pa, no?
Oo. May maganda eyeshadow ko. Yung eyeshadow ko, iba-ibang kulay.
Sa akin naman, lipstick.
So, lipstick na yung size. Well, actually, nakakatawa. I posted a video before na ang dami-dami kong lipstick sa bag. Tapos sabi ko, ang dami-dami kong lipstick, ilan ba labi ko? So, may ganon din akong moment in life. So, you know, spent very much a spender before. Kasi when I was young, I mean, I'm grateful for my parents na nakapag-aral naman ako. Pero every time I wanted, like, bakit yung classmate ko may MacBook? Bakit yung classmate ko may bagong flip phone? Ganun yung mga panahon ng high school ako. So, I would think na parang, when I ask for my parents, how come they say na, be thankful na lang na nakakapag-aral ka? Which in fact, I am naman. Pero nung nagkapera na ako ngayon, when I started earning, you know, in my early 20s, I was like, ah, ito na yung shopping spree, ito na, ganyan. So, sobrang nag-overboard naman. So, you know, it's been, I would say, as I shared in my platform, 6 years akong shopaholic talaga. Kasi I would spend so much on stuff just to feel like I'm in control of my life when in fact I wasn't. Kasi nga, I didn't know where my life was going, pero one thing's for sure, that package is gonna go to my door in a few days. So doon, nagkaroon ako ng wake-up call na para saan ba tong lahat ng tinatry kong pag-ipunan and all of that. So eventually, I became a saver because nagkaroon ako ng clarity. Ano ba yung purpose ng pag-iipon ko? Ano ba yung purpose nun? And that led me to doing my business full-time as a coach, as a money mindset coach. So yun yung transition na now, I would say I'm still both. Kasi I need to spend on building my dream life. I need to invest on things that do matter. I spend on things na alam ko makakatulong sa pag-build ng life ko, ng dream life na gusto ko. I feel like we need to be both. Parang both a spender and a saver. Spender on the right things. Also saver on saving up for your dream life. There's a way to balance both, I would say.
So you can say that your biggest misconception before about money is that kailangan mong mamili because it makes you happy. And that's gonna fulfill you. Like, it makes you happy for at least the next 3 weeks, ganon.
Yeah. Like, parang I remember, nakakatawa, kasi in my YouTube channel, I used to talk about makeup and skincare. So, mga pinag-usapan ko, mga hauls. Tapos ngayon, money mindset coach na ako, diba? So, makikita mo talaga yung proof. I'm not lying. It's real. And nakakatawa, nag-react ako sa old video ko. Alam mo, sabi ng old self, shopaholic self ko, sabi niya, you know what, nag-blackout ako sa Sephora. No? Nag-blackout ako sa store na to. Pero it's okay. What matters is I'm happy. Sinabi ko yun, as in exactly the same words. Nakakapaswa ka, girl, happy ka ba talaga? Or niloloko mo lang sarili mo? Niloloko ko lang sarili ko. Yan ang nangyari. So, yun. I think it's a big misconception na parang akala natin para maging masaya, yung finances natin magsasuffer. Parang we can't have both. You know, but I feel like there's a way to strike a balance between spending to enjoy life but also saving up for your future self.
Paano yung naging transition? Bakit from a shopaholic, eh biglang, bam, one day, nag-advise na ako on how to manage your money. What, meron bang malaking pangyayari? Was there a significant event in your life na, shucks, this can't happen. Hindi na pwedeng mangyari to. I have to do something. May ganun ba?
Yeah, I think in any transition in our lives, yung magkaroon tayo ng major difference in our chapter in our life, there's always that pivotal moment. And I would say, I always go back to this moment when I turned 25. Okay? Ito yung sinasabi nilang quarter life crisis. Totoo pala yun. Parang magre-reflect ka sa life mo na parang, ano na? Nasa na tayo? Parang ganon. So, what happened then was, I've been working in corporate for years. I had good income. Even though it wasn't six figures, I feel like I was earning good money naman. I was able to save up a bit. I was able to save up for an emergency fund na. So, alam ko na mag-save and all of that. Pero meron ako mga relapse moments na parang every time I felt stressed, every time I felt like, saan ba patungo tong buhay ko? Bigla na lang ako magre-relapse na naman. Bigla na lang ako paggastos ng sa damakmak na skincare na kala mo buong pamilya ko ibibigyan ko ng skincare.
Artista ka, te.
Oo, parang grabe ako mag-hoard.
Yeah.
As in, imagine mo, kunyari, I like one serum. Kailangan bumili ako tatlo. Parang,
of the same serum.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Pero gusto ko ng iba-iba pang kinds kasi gusto ko nag-experiment. So, meron, ano ako, skincare influencer? Hindi din naman. So, you know, like, I realized that the way I was impulsively buying was just a distraction from this life crisis that I was going through. Feeling ko, in control ako sa life kasi na-afford ko eh. Na-afford ko naman bilhin eh, di ba? Parang di ba sabi nila, if you can afford what you want, successful ka?
And also sabi nila, you have to fake it until you make it eh.
Aha. Di ba? Parang papakita mo sa mga tao na dahil na-afford ko to, ibig sabihin,
maayos ang buhay ko.
Well.
Oo, correct. Everything is in order. Diba?
Mm-hmm. And so, there's this false illusion that we get into thinking na every time we buy something, kasi deserve ko to, reward ko to sa sarili ko. When in fact, ito yung na-realize ko and my clients realize as well is that the more you give into short-term rewards, the more you delay the bigger rewards. And the bigger rewards come in form of ano ba talaga yung dream life na gusto mo? Because ang nangyayari is, we forget about the dream life we want kasi nadidistract tayo eh dun sa mga shiny objects, you know, mga parang, mabili tong budol na to, makapag-travel next week, bahala na finances, ganyan. So nakakalimutan natin yung what we truly want out of our lives. So for me, I realized na for years, I've been building a life that's someone else's dreams. Iba yung buhay na ginagawa ko, pangarap ng ibang tao to eh. Hindi akin to eh.
Hoy, ang ganda nun. Ang ganda nun. Gusto ko yun. Totoo, hindi natin nare-realize yan because ang daming nangyayari sa harap natin and we feel that sometimes whatever it is that's being fed to us, we felt na dapat ganun din ako. Gusto ko yan eh. Parang ang ganda nun, no? Na parang travel lang siya ng travel. Tapos every now and then, unbox siya ng unbox ng mga makeup, skincare. Or maybe, you know, he or she has the latest gadgets. Na hindi nila naiisip, libre yun. Hindi naman binabayaran ng influencer yun.
Yeah, and so parang we try to create this lifestyle na kala natin magpapasaya sa atin. Kala natin if we just buy more, if we just earn more, if we just have more investments, more, ito na yung papasaya. Pero the thing is, ano ba yung criteria ng more? You know, parang we just keep thinking, kasi alam mo yung, I feel like we've been in this trap na, okay, alam mo, yung first job, baka kuha lang ako ng itong income, masaya na ako. Yung ganun. Tapos nakuha mo. Tapos yung nakuha mo, sana ma-promote naman ako tapos ma-increase yung sweldo ko. Eh, na-increase ka. After nun, sana ma-increase na naman. So, kailan matatapos yung increase?
Mm-hmm.
Kailan mo malalaman that you're finally enough? When will you know that you finally have enough? And so, the biggest thing that I realized was that I kept accumulating and parang building up this career that, is this what I really want? Or is this just, you know, what looks good on paper? Is this just what looks successful to you know, the society. So I went through the journey of self-discovery na gumising ka na, ano ba talaga gusto mo? Kasi do you still imagine yourself this way in the next 2 years? Kung hindi, there's something needs to change. And so binalikan ko yung journal ko from 2019. Okay, ganong level of quarter life crisis na pinagdadaanan ni ate. So imagine mo 2020 yon, December 2020, tapos binalikan ko yung journal ko ng May 2019. And one of the things that I put there, meron ako listahan. Nilagay ko, where do I aspire to be? Tapos ang nilagay ko doon, to be a coach that empowers others, where I could share my story to them and be that light for them. Tapos sabi ko, so may pangarap na ako nito since 2019, kinalimutan ko lang. Kasi na-distract ako eh. Na-distract ako sa mga bagay na akala kong papasaya sa akin. The stuff that we feel like dahil nakaka-afford natin, magpapasaya sa atin. So, that's what I've been so passionate about is for people like me to rediscover what do they truly want outside of family expectations, outside of society standards of what successful looks like, because we can create our own path to financial freedom. Hindi porket na, ah, siya kasi may multiple income streams, siya kasi may multiple investments, siya kasi six-figure
so
income.
That is so diba? True. Oh, even to that, sister. Totoo yan. I mean, sometimes you all you do is compare yourself to the point na hindi mo tuloy na-appreciate kung ano yung meron sa buhay mo, and then what else can you do to improve what actually you have, but instead, you know, running after the things na hindi mo naman talaga kailangan, sis!
Yes, exactly! So imagine mo, we're just creating this life na hindi naman natin gusto.
Oo. Sabi mo nga kanina, you're living someone else's dream. Na parang, yeah. Kasi ako, dumating ako sa ganyan eh. Meron din akong time in my life na, alam mo, gusto kong maging influencer, gusto ko yung nag-unbox, gusto ko yung nagbibigay sa akin ng PR boxes. Pangarap ko yon. I thought that that's gonna be my life in the next, what, 5-8 years. But you know, after 3 years of trying and buying a lot of stuff, wala pa rin namang nangyayari. Sabi ko, hindi pwede to. You should, nagmamature ka, hindi ka nadadagdagan ng income. In fact, dumadami masyado yung gastos mo, but you're not doing something to actually increase or improve your quality of life. And there's something wrong about it pag ganun ang nangyayari sa'yo, kasi talagang nakakapagod naman. You said earlier, hindi naman to a point na ayaw mo sa ginagawa mong corporate job. It's just that maybe it's not, no longer making you happy. Diba? Mm-hmm. Hindi na yeah. may hindi na nafufulfill sa'yo, kasi financially, okay naman siya eh. Pero there is something that maybe it's your purpose, kulang sa passion, di ba? And ang hirap ng you're trying to earn money na napapagod ka, napupuyat ka sa trabaho, only after you get your salary, bibili ka lang ng something, di ba? Na after 3 weeks, ayaw yeah. mo na.
Yeah, or nakalimutan mo na, ano nga ba yung pinagbibili ko ng kung ano-ano nung sale, ganyan.
Totoo yan.
It's so true, like what you said na I was so honest when I left my corporate stint, you know. I said that I realized that this is no longer aligned to where I want my career to go, you know. And sometimes we forget just to be honest to ourselves. Kasi takot tayo to change our mind. Yun yung na-realize ko, yun na parang, ay hindi, sabi nila, ito yung path. Ito yung straight path. Hindi tayo pwedeng kumaliwa, kumanan. Dapat dire-diretso lang. And I needed to take the leap of faith to pursue a greater purpose na. Sabi ko, parang hindi to yun eh. This is not the be-all end-all. I couldn't imagine myself retiring here. I couldn't imagine myself having a family, having this job. And so honestly, when I took that leap, sabi ko, I didn't really have like a clear plan for my business. I just know I wanted to help people. To be honest, sabi ko, you know what? I just keep posting YouTube videos. Kasi I've been posting YouTube videos about personal finances. And then eventually, napunta siya sa TikTok. And that's when I started, you know, really growing on TikTok. And then, when I started, you know, let's experiment with coaching. Kasi I feel like, nasabi ng 2019 self ko, mag-coaching daw eh. Sabi ko, gusto ko pala yun, hindi ko lang ginawa kasi kinalimutan ko. So when I did that, I remember having my first client. And then that first client of mine told me, Nick, this is like your life's calling. Like you have to keep doing this. You have to keep helping people. I remember after that call, I was crying. I was crying because I was like, if people just found out what they were meant to do, like their purpose, they will see like all those mga budol-budol, they do not compare to having that purpose every single day. That in you, knowing that every day yung natutuwa ka, hindi yung every day kinakaladkad mo na yung sarili mo para lang magkapera. Kasi technically, nung nasa corporate ako, syempre, hindi ako makakapag-save kung hindi ako nag-corporate life.
Totoo.
Tumuanga lang ako, diba? Natag-YouTube lang ako. Wala akong income, right? So, I'm still thankful for my corporate journey kasi doon ako nakapag-save ng half a million savings for me so that I could quit my job and pursue my business full-time.
So, ibig sabihin, nung nag-work ka naman, ano ka, sabi mo nga kanina may relapses ka lang, but you know the basics, like you save, you have your emergency fund, all the basics, diba? It's covered. And so, hindi ka lang parang naisip mo lang na nag-coach ka, kung may base ka na.
Yes,
na feeling
yes,
ko okay
yes.
ako magsalita. Parang baka pwede akong kumita dito, hindi ganon. I mean, you have the right tools with you. And you just had the, you know, you took a leap of faith and then it worked. And it's really what you wanted.
I think one of the things that I realized was like, pag may emergency fund na ako, masaya na ako. Diba? Kasi may savings na ako. So that's what I thought. And then na-realize ko, meron ako netong financial fear in my head that really was, ano, kasi I was talking to my mentor. Tapos, sabi ko, alam mo, can I just quit my job and do what I love? Ay, pero napaka-irresponsible nun. Tapos sabi niya, di ba may emergency fund ka? Isn't that the purpose of, like, you know, having savings is para you can take the leap of what you want? Kasi kaya ako natuto mag-save because I grew up with parents who taught me like, okay, you have to like save your money, parang ganun ako lumaki. So natuto ako noon. Pero narealize ko, it's good to save money, but it becomes a bad thing when you just keep saving and saving and you're just worried to lose it.
Driven siya ng fear. Na parang, baka may mangyayari. Paano na?
Ganun. Yeah. So, imagine mo, I had 6-figure savings, pero natatakot ako to quit my job and to do what I love, even though I had the money. So, ang narealize ko, it's not about personal finances. It's not about just learning how to save. It's about how can you use money to build your dream life. Kasi I had the savings, pero hindi ko nakuha yung pangarap na gusto ko. That's really what led me to what I do today, is that it's not just about the finances. It's about how do we determine the role of money and really building the life that we want.
I think for the Pinoy setting kasi, di ba sabi mo na you have your emergency fund, tapos sinabi ng mentor mo na, eh, di ba yun naman yung purpose ng emergency fund, di ba sabi niya? I think it's not very common for Pinoys kasi for us to do that. In other countries, ano yun eh, di ba, they have savings, tapos titigil sila magtrabaho 6 months. You know, just travel, do whatever, or stop lang ng work kasi ayaw, napagod ka, gano'n, napagod ka nung year na yun. It's a very trying year, so ang ending mo, you just, ano, took a rest, diba? For us, very alien yung gano'n na parang, pwede ba yun? Paano na ako kakain next month kung di ako magtatrabaho? Uubusin ko yung leave ko, diba? I think that's, ano eh, uncommon for us. Pero in your experience and based on sa mga clients na naka-usap mo, can you name one or two biggest financial mistakes or myth ng Pinoy?
Sige, top two. And I think this one will hit a lot of nerves. Is that it's selfish to prioritize myself.
Ah, yes. Oh my gosh. I agree. Yeah.
It's really a big one. And kala natin, ibigay ko lahat ng sweldo ko. Ibigay ko lahat, buhos ko lahat ng meron ako sa pamilya ko, sa ibang tao. Dibali na ako. Dibali ng latak na lang ako. Tira na lang ako. You know? As a coach, kasi my role as a coach is to ask powerful questions. I don't tell you what to do. I ask questions and then you decide for yourself what's the best decision for you. So oftentimes when we're in this rut, so I ask them like, okay, tira, latak, para sa'yo. Is that making you happy? Is that enjoying your life? Is that what you think you deserve? You know? And oftentimes, they realize na parang, shucks, all my life, I've been spending and living according to what my parents want, according to what my friends want, according to what my colleagues are doing. Nakalimutan nila, teka lang, ano nga ba gusto ko? What does it mean to prioritize nga ba myself? Kasi it was never asked. No one ever asked. Kung sino man, kahit sa Filipino culture, di ba? parang ah, dapat yung una mong sweldo bigay sa magulang, or like pag nag-increase yung sweldo mo, dapat increase din bigay mo sa magulang. Pero it's the misconception, because how can we give more to others if we're empty, if we can't even give to ourselves? So that's what my clients realize, is that when they learn to prioritize themselves, the more na mas masarap magbigay. Kasi hindi na siya burden, hindi na siya labag sa loob.
Hindi siya required.
They learn to set the boundary. But also at the same time, alam nila na, okay, may boundary, pero alam ko, masarap sa pakiramdam to be generous to my parents. Hindi siya yung parang, eto na naman, ito na naman, obligation na to eh. Tapos maiirita ka. Which defeats the purpose of giving if it feels like a burden. So that's number one.
Hindi siya bukal sa loob. Kasi that's ano eh, there was a conversation online about sandwich generation. And basically, it hits the spot. Itong generation natin, we live on that. What we mean by sandwich generation is, ibig sabihin, ikaw yung kumikita, and then you are providing for your parents, and then you're providing for your, kung may anak ka, kids, or your future generation. Ending, bit mo silang dalawa, pero ikaw lang yung nag-earn. Tapos ikaw walang sumasalo sa'yo, wala kang future, wala kang ini-invest for yourself in the future. To a point na ang mangyayari nun, magro-roll out yun, pag nagkaanak ka, aasahan mo yung anak mo magpa-provide sa'yo. And then, you know, it continues. Right now, the new breeds of financial advisors are actually working against that type of mentality na let's go against the sandwich generation. Kasi you deserve din naman na hindi ka lang naman trabaho ng trabaho para sa ibang tao. I mean, not ibang tao na others talaga na, alam mo yon. Oo, pamilya mo sila. Pero at the same time, sinong, paano ka naman sa future? Paano ka naman pag 80 ka na? Paano ka na pag 60 ka na? Ang pangit naman yun na kapag ka nandun sa edad ka na lang na yun, bibilangin mo na lahat ng naitulong mo sa mga, eh di ba pinag-aral kita? O di ba ako sumagot nung ganito mo?
Yeah.
Di ba? Hindi ganun eh.
Yeah, I think yung malaking bagay din na I love to challenge yung ganito, yung parang, ah, kasi automatic, kasi kailangan magbigay ako automatic. Yun yung naisip, di ba? So sabi ko, okay. So how about let's stick to that? Okay. Would you want to pass on that trait to your children? Do you want to pass it on? Do you want to pass it on to your family? So they realize na parang, ah, hindi nga, ayoko na. So if you keep doing it, then you're gonna pass it on. Pa din, diba?
You really have to change the mindset. Kasi kung gano'n, I mean, yes, I get it naman, no, Nick, na halimbawa, sasabihin, kasi may mga nagrip, may mga sumagot na, paano naman, alam nga naman, iwan ko yung nanay ko. Yes, I get it. But, you know...
OA yun, OA.
Oo, pero ibig sabihin, do you try to manage also yung finances mo? Kasi hindi pwedeng lahat nandun. Masakit sa loob, oo. Feeling mo iniiwan mo sila. Or, alam mo yun, you're not being responsible enough after whatever it is na binigay nila sa'yo. Pinag-aral ka, binigyan ka ng, ano, alam mo yun, maayos na buhay, etc., etc. But now is your time to actually make use of those tools para naman to live up para sa sarili mong buhay. And if hindi talaga siguro maiiwasang magbigay ka, you try to save, parang lagi, sabi mo nga kanina, magkaroon ka pa rin ng financial boundaries.
Yes, yes. Yes, exactly. Kasi, you know, this is very fresh to me because I just came from a coaching call with one of my clients. And sabi ko sa kanya, grabe, I'm so proud of how far she's come. Because I remember from our first session, sabi niya, hindi ba selfish na pa-prioritize ko yung sarili ko?
Exactly.
Kasi talagang, she was so genuine kasi she wanted to move out. Apparently, since 2018, she wanted to move out, 2022 na. Pero parang lagi niyang dinadala yung bigat na selfish.
4 years so, na.
Yeah, 4 years na. And then now, you know, after our coaching, grabe sabi niya, hindi ko na ma-recognize yung tao na yon because now she's moving out next week, February. You know? And at the same time, she's like, pero alam mo yung hindi ako guilty kasi alam ko naman na ito yung pag nag-enjoy ako, masaya din yung parents ko para sa akin. And at the same time, ito yung sobrang natuwa ko with her is that ngayon, dahil na-manage ko yung finances ko, pwede pa akong magbigay consistently sa parents ko. In such a way na pinlano niya, hindi yung parang dapat bigyan mo kami, hindi yung parang hinold up ka parang okay lang mong bigay, you know, parang sabi niya ngayon it feels good because I can finally like know na hindi ako nagbibigay para lang mabalidate ako ng parents ko. nagbibigay ako dahil masaya ako at grateful ako sa meron ako. And I feel like that's really the change in mindset that really needs to happen more, because that's when we really break the cycle. You know, breaking the cycle of the sandwich generation.
It's very important talaga kasi you have to challenge yung current situation na parang bakit ganun? Diba? Yes. Hindi kasi pwedeng tanggap ka lang ng tanggap kasi ako rin naman right now we are part of the sandwich generation, pero there was a point before nung nag-earn ako kasi sa bahay required magbigay because my mom hindi siya nag-work. She's housewife. And my dad, yung tatay ko lang yung nagtatrabaho. Tapos syempre, pag nagkatrabaho ka na, may automatic yan. Kailangan may ambag ka, may bibigay ka sa bahay. So, it's really like there is a silent, law na once you earn, magbibigay ka na sa bahay. Pero, hindi naman ina-account ng nanay mo. For me, hindi naman niya ina-account na, magkano sweldo mo? Kailangan ganitong percent sa akin. Diba? So, ikaw ang mag-decide kung yung bang ibibigay mo is enough para rin mabuhay ka ng sarili mo. And sadly, hindi ganun ang nangyari sa akin. Kasi in my mind, binigyan ko lang ng responsibilidad yung sarili ko na 50% of what I earn, I give it to my mom. And that was wrong pala. 50%. Tapos lahat asa na ako sa bahay. So in a sense, parang nagiging codependent na kami sa sitwasyon. And it's not helping us grow. So imagine, I lived with them until I'm 27. 26, 27. Kumikita ka ng maayos. More than naman sa basic yung kinikita mo. Pero hindi mo magawang humiwalay because hindi ko alam kung paano i-manage yung finances ko. Ang excuse ko noon, like pareho kami ng client mo. Ang selfish ko kasi kapag umalis ako. At kung aalis ako, kailangan magbibigay pa din ako. Paano na ako pag magbibigay pa ako tapos living independently? Mahal yun. Hindi ko kaya yun. Ganon. Ganon kami mag-isip. Ganon usually yung thinking ng tao.
Yun yung nangyayari if we don't, sabi mo nga, if we don't pause and ask, who made up these rules ba?
Yeah.
Sino may sabi? Meron mang Biblia na sabi na dapat mong gawin, di ba?
Sabi and, nila, sino ba yung nila na yan?
Oo, sino ba yan, di ba? We call them limiting beliefs eh. Kasi imagine mo, kung pumunta ka sa ibang bansa, wala namang ganun eh. Di ba? Kasi they have different set of culture, ganyan. So it's up to us now. Now that, syempre, meron na tayong mas malawak na yung experiences at, you know, natutunan natin sa buhay now that, you know, with the internet and all of that. Now we can ask ourselves na parang, how can we do it differently? So that I don't pass this on to the next generation anymore.
And hindi mo na maiburden.
Yeah, yun yung thing eh. Parang pag nagsad, like yung sabi mo, ay, iwan ko ng nanay ko. Parang merong in-between. Hindi naman yung parang parang
true.
Pag pinarinig ka sa sarili ko, masama akong tao. Ganon. Diba? Parang that's what I love to do is to find the in-between. Wherein you can prioritize yourself but at the same time, naiintindihan din ng magulang mo na mag-limit ka lang sa budget mo. So, one of the things I realized pala, ito yung naging common rin to, I don't know if you relate, is that sometimes kasi what helped my clients is that dahil sobrang silang crystal clear sa purpose at dream life nila, na-explain nila ngayon sa magulang nila, okay, mapa, you know, mag-restrict ako sa hanggang kunyari 8-5 na lang tayo or whatever a month. Kasi I'm planning to move out on my own kasi I really want to learn how to be independent, maging mature, ganyan. And then, mas naiintindihan nila. Rather than, pag naghihingi sa'yo, kasi naman, basta, ayoko. Yung ganun, parang walang rason.
Or di kaya, paano pag sinasabi ng magulang na, ang laki naman ng bahay, sayang yung space, gusto kitang laging nakikita, sa akin mo na lang ibigay yung renta mo, yung mga ganun. Paano naman pag ganun? Clingy.
Correct. And it really boils down to, what do you truly want talaga? You know, let's take out the family expectations, the societal pressure na. Kasi first, I have some clients na na-realize sila, wait lang, hindi ko makailangan mag-move out. Masaya naman ako with my family eh. I would rather work on my business, you know, while I'm with my parents. Honestly, a lot of my action steps with my clients is, talk to your mom. Have you tried telling your mom about your goals? Ah, hindi, kasi hindi naman kami ganun eh.
Hindi kayo close, ganyan.
But what if you get to break the cycle? What if you can finally have that open communication with your mom para pagka may sarili ka ng family, maging comfortable din yung future anak mo to open up to you. So I think that's the most fulfilling thing that I've encountered with my clients na hindi pala nakakatakot, nasa utak ko lang, natakot ako sa nanay ko, takot ako sa magulang ko. Mahal pala nila ako, suportahan pa rin pala nila ako. Hindi ko lang binring up for the longest time.
And maybe hindi mo lang tinanong pero gusto na rin naman pala nilang mag-move out ka para magka-love life ka na, 'di ba? Parang oo, sige, go. Magano ka, go and spread your wings, you know, and ano, enjoy life. Kasi 'yun nga, minsan feeling mo lang baka kasi ganyan, baka a lot of those things. Baka. So, puro what if? Just yes. Ask. And what is the second biggest financial myth or problem na napansin mo?
I know it's an unpopular opinion, but I realized that I needed to speak to my people na alam ko na they feel pressured. Okay? So, it's a myth to think that having one source of income is never enough. Okay? Because what do we hear? We need multiple income streams, right? So, ito lagi ko siya nakikita sa mga, you know, like, how you should, your path to financial freedom. Dapat may iba kang income streams. Tapos na-realize ko, na-pressure ko lang yung sarili ko. Eh, sobra na akong busy sa corporate job ko. Paano naman ang makahanap ng side hustle? Kasi nga sobra na akong workaholic sa corporate job ko. I realized that I put this unnecessary pressure on myself to have so many income streams na nakalimutan ko how to maximize my current one. I speak for those people na kung yung one source of income mo, na-maximize mo ba? Are you spending it right? Are you saving it right? Okay? Kasi na-realize ko that I needed to master the right spending and saving habits first with one income. Kasi paano ako makapag-manage ng lima kung I can't handle one?
Tsaka diba sinasabi nga nila na hindi naman yan sa laki ng pera mo eh. Kasi even if you're earning say 1 million a month versus you're earning 20,000 a month, posible pa rin naman na 1 million ka nag-earn pero sobra ka namang gumastos, wala ka pa rin naiipon.
Correct!
Pwede rin namang 20,000 monthly income mo. I mean, you don't want a lot of things. Therefore, ang laki pa, nakakasave ka ng 10,000. You save 50% of your earnings. So, nasaan yun? Nasa pagmamanage.
Yes, exactly. And what was missing in, no one's talking about what I've been through. I was able to save 500,000 with one corporate income and it was in 6 figures. Nakatira pa ako mag-isa. If we learn to master one income, pag nag-add on tayo ng investments, alam na natin kung paano i-handle. Some clients come to me with the problem na, kala ko talagang multiple income streams. Ang dami ko na ngayon income streams, hindi ko alam kung saan napupunta.
Gastos pa rin sila ng gastos.
Kasi wala katapusan yung gastos. Gastos dito, ganyan dito.
Kasi ang isip nila, Nick, may extra ako eh, may side hustle ako, pasok to sa side hustle ko.
Yeah, exactly. And ito yung kaya na-realize ko sobrang totoo talaga to. Kasi I coach clients from 20,000 monthly income to over 100,000 monthly income, okay? And they come to me with a very similar problem. All of them, imagine mo yung range of income na yun, sabi nila that I feel like I don't have enough to enjoy life. So when will it be enough? So yun yung we need to revisit. Ano ba yung criteria natin of enough? Kasi di ba nga, maka-achieve ka ng 100,000, sabihin mo 150 naman. Pag na-receive mo 150, 200 naman. E di never ka naging masaya. At never mo na-maximize kung ano yung meron ka. So for me, as I've shared, I like ko siyang sinishare, for me, financial freedom, yung totoong financial freedom for me, is having contentment.
That's, I love that. That is so true. Totoo. Kasi pasok na, I mean, once you have that, once you feel that at isa buhay mo yung contentment mo, hindi na magiging complicated ang mga bagay-bagay. Mas madali kang mag-desisyon. Kasi sometimes, you know, there's this, thinking na, for example, may pera naman si this person. Pero bakit ganun? Yung iniisip ng tao, bakit ang kotse niya sedan lang? Eh, he can afford naman a sports car. Bakit ganun? Ayaw mo ba ng fulfilled life? But what if that person who has a sedan is just happy having a sedan. Hindi issue sa kanya kung ano pa yan, mukha pang pang-taxi yan o ano. Hindi naman siya ganung tao. Parang iniisip kasi ng ibang tao, satisfied ka na yan? Okay ka na dyan? Yung mga ganun. I mean, there is a balance in everything. Sabi mo nga, ako rin naniniwala naman ako na ang personal finance depende yan sa tao. Pwedeng may multiple income ka, may pwedeng isa lang yung income mo, pero at the end of the day, behavior mo eh. Ano ba kaya that's why I always ask, ano ba yung relationship mo with money? Kasi all of us, we have a relationship with money. May relasyon ka sa pera. Inaabuso mo ba siya? Partner mo ba siya? Di ba? Katuwang mo ba siya sa buhay? Hindi mo pwedeng sabihin just because you have a different perspective. Halimbawa, yung kapatid mo, even magkapatid, magkaiba kayo ng perspective when it comes to money, di ba? Ang taong contented, hindi madaling mabulag sa mga material things, di ba?
Yeah, exactly. And yung, like, one of the biggest things that my clients realize eventually is that we give in to the wrong things because we don't know what we want.
Yes.
Kasi kung ano nakikita natin, okay, bili dito, bili dyan, pero ito ba talaga gusto mo? When we are crystal clear on our life vision, on what we want out of life, yung mga other things, noise na lang yun. Noise. They're just distractions.
Totoo. Alam mo yung, like for example, pag tinanong mo tao, sasabihin lang nila, usual sagot is, ano ba gusto mo? Gusto ko lang naman ang simpleng buhay. But define your simple.
Yes.
Kasi for me, ah, ako, I want a simple life. Meaning, hindi masyadong malaki ang bahay ko, pero premium ang nasa loob. So it means to say, hindi rin naman putyo-putyo yung mga mumurahing nandun. I want something, a space that is enough for us, but I want the things that I really love. Eh, I like good stuff. I don't like paying for things na sa sobrang mura niya, hindi mo i-expect na magtatagal ang buhay ng appliances in the next 3 months. So for me, my definition of simple is enough space. Ayoko ng maraming gamit. Pero gusto ko premium yung gamit ko. So it means to say that I still need money kasi kailangan kong bumili nun eh. Iba-iba yung simple mo eh. Hindi naman ibig sabihin na simple ka, minimalistic ka eh, cheap naman yung choices mo. Hindi ganun eh. Yun yung sinasabi na yung enough ng tao, iba-iba yung definition.
Yes. Yung definition ng enough, sometimes, ginagawa natin, kinaka-copy-paste natin, ah, yung meron siya nun, dapat ako din meron nun.
Yeah.
Ah, kasi yung friend ko may ganun, so dapat ako din ganun. Ko, like yung biggest mistake ko sa early 20s ko, I was running on autopilot na parang ako robot, parang ako machine. I should do this, I should work hard and buy what I want, pero hindi ko naman alam kung ano yun, you know. And that's what we need to snap out of, you know, yung parang feeling na ito yung sabi nila dapat kong gawin eh, you know. And then we forget to tune in and really reflect on ano ba talaga yung buhay na kunyari na, you know, nakamood. Lalo na with the Omicron or everything. Na parang, what if, let's say, you pass after 1 year? Are you happy with the life you've lived? Because if not, then something needs to change.
Before I let this go, doon sa example na gusto mo ng simple life, ka naman mahilig masyado sa pera, sabi mo, kasi feeling mo mukhang pera yung mga tao pagka puro na lang pera, pera, pera. Pero, order ka ng order online. Ang tanong, what you're purchasing every week, every month, is that adding up to the life that you want, di ba?
Yes.
Yan ba yung kasi, simple life na sinasabi mo?
Correct. Is this aligned to the dream life that I want? People don't know what they want. They know what they don't want. I don't want to be in debt. I don't want to end up like my parents. I don't want to just sit in a cubicle all day. Pero what do you want?
Baka din kasi a lot of us are afraid to dream bigger. Alam mo, takot ka ba? Feeling mo, ang ambisyoso mo naman. Gusto mo ng ganon.
Yeah,
mahiya
yeah,
ka naman
yeah,
sa sarili
yeah.
mo, girl. Parang ganon.
Totoo yun. Kasi, I was in that place na parang, huh? Ano? When I quit my corporate job, gulat lahat ng mga tao kasi parang they thought that I was, you know, climbing up the ladder, ganyan.
Kasi tapos, yun ang expectation eh, di ba?
Yes, yun yung standard.
Yeah.
You know, that's what successful looks like. Even my close friends, they're like, huh? Parang, even my parents, they're like, huh? Oh. lahat.
Parang, and ano na gagawin mo sa buhay mo?
Oo, parang hindi to yung ano, yung blueprint eh, ganun. So we already think about failing when we haven't even done the first step. So we forget about the dream. And then we just go back to shopping again. That's the cycle.
Parang band-aid solution mo lang tuloy yung,
yes,
yung pagsha-shopping mo. I love that. Actually, the reason why I ask you two of the biggest financial myths or problems that you've, you know, you noticed is because ito, ikaw ang nag-mention ito when we were, you know, having the exchange of messages na in TikTok nag-trend yung mental health restored, finances destroyed. As a money mindset coach, what is your take on that?
We don't need to sacrifice one. We can't just, okay yung finances ko tapos destroyed yung mental health ko. And at the same time, hindi rin pwedeng restored yung mental health ko tapos sorry na lang sa finances ko. We don't need to just choose one. We can have both. If we know, like, what we want. Yun, I always go back to what we want. Kasi kunyari ako, kasi we equate mental health to like, pag nakapag-travel ako anytime I want, pag nabibili ko lahat ng gusto ko. But then, can you pause for a second and think, nasayahan ka ba talaga? Or it was just for in the moment?
It's actually an escape.
Yeah.
Which is bad.
It's just an escape. Parang siyang retail therapy.
Yeah.
Retail therapy.
Which is so, right? Which is bad actually. Nung ngayon ko lang na-realize na, hindi, it's really not self-care talaga. It's more of escapism. You're escaping your reality by going through these things. Kasi dapat pag bumalik ka sa realidad mo, happy ka pa din eh.
Yes, yes, yes. So what they do is, okay, I'll escape tapos I'll just spend blindly. Bahala na. Bahala na para masaya ako. Ito nga yung sinabi ko. Ako nga, diba, sabi ko, nag-blackout ako. Pero okay lang. Masaya naman ako sa mga 30,000 kong makeup na binili. You know, so I totally get it. I get it, you know. That's why I openly share na, ganito ako dati. Kasi sometimes you feel like na, pagka nagsisave ka, deprived ka. Pag nagsisave ka, you can't have what you want. For me, yun yung what I, hopefully, I'm putting that advocacy out there with my platforms, is that you can do both. You can have your dream life without worrying tomorrow kung saan napunta pera mo or like worrying about your expenses. I think the number one thing that we just forget is priorities. Ano ba talaga yung gusto mong i-prioritize? Because it's true, we can't have everything. Pero do you want everything? Diba? Parang do you really want all of that? Eh di walang katapusan yun hanggang sa 100 years old ka eh. Ay, hindi ko nabili yung ano. Gusto ko yung may yung pera ko, impersonation. Pero yun, you know what I mean? So, if you know your priorities, that will actually contribute to your lasting freedom and lasting happiness. Then you can create a balance of both, because I feel like that's definitely what I've done in my life. Na I've never felt so free and at peace in my life. And at the same time, my finances are doing great. How do you bridge money in getting to what you want? Hindi yung malawak na vague na. Yung sabi mo parang simple yung buhay. Ano nga ba yun? I think the mistake that we do is sometimes we're vague. Malabo.
We're vague. Tapos takot pa tayo. So wala na.
Correct.
Wala na. Sama-sama tayong mabulok, yeah, at maging broke.
Diba? So, pero it's valid yung sinabi mo talaga that sometimes we allow our fears to take over us.
Why choose one when you can do both? Mental health restored, finances not destroyed. I mean, no matter what we do, no matter what we say to them, no, choice pa rin naman nila yun. At we hope na when they listen to this, they take the time to assess talaga themselves. I want to ask my final question, Nick. What is one financial advice that you can share to our listeners? Ito yung lagi mong sinasabi kasi maybe nabigay din sa'yo na advice, it changed your life, or maybe you just figured it out lately lang and you think this is the best financial advice for you.
I think the number one thing that really changed the game for me is that I gave myself permission to invest in my dream life. You know, invest towards my dream life. Kasi yun yung nangyayari is that because we allow fears to step in and overwhelm us, that we're like, anong kagasos ka ng ganun sa laptop para mag-business? Anong business sinasabi mo dyan? Mga ganun, di ba? And for me, that was the biggest thing. So as I mentioned, I wanted to start my coaching business 2019. Pero I delayed it for 2 years because I was scared. I was scared na, what if I fail? What if it doesn't work out? And hindi ako nag-invest dun sa program na makakatulong sana sa akin to start my business. Sabi ko, Ay, mahal nun eh. 50,000. 50,000 to do that.
Kasi gusto natin as tangible yung binili mo eh. Dapat maramdaman mo siya, magamit mo siya agad. Yeah. That's why we don't want to ano eh, to invest in ourselves when it comes to mga ganyan, yung mga coaching, mga...
Yeah, yeah. I mean, ako like, ako myself, I experienced it na hindi naman sa dahil hindi ko siya afford. Takot lang ako na baka I pay for it and I fail. So babalik na naman tayo dun sa fear ko na what if hindi matuloy yung gusto ko? What if it doesn't work out? So, gumastos pa ako. So, wala pa napuntahan.
So, ito yung scam ito.
Oo. We're scared to fail. Eh, wala pa akong ginagawa. Wala pa akong ginagawang first step.
Oo.
Nung hindi ko yung ginawa, na-delay ko yung business ko for 2 years. And I always go back to that moment. So, what if I just did that? Maybe I would have helped more people. Maybe I would have coached more people. Maybe I would have changed their lives earlier. For me, it's so powerful when I invested in myself. Kasi it's me telling myself na parang, uy, deserve mo yan. Deserve mo to prioritize yourself. Deserve mo to go after your dreams. If you're staying just right where you are, if you're just still paying, buying the things that you feel like will make you happy, then don't expect a different result. That's the game changer for me is when I put my skin in the game. To really invest towards my dreams. Hindi yung parang, ay, pangarap ko yun someday. Someday, hanggang someday, naging 2 years later, nga, wala lang naman nangyari. Ganun.
Oh, oh.
And that's what I wish I told myself. Nick, deserve mo to invest in yourself, to invest in what you truly want in your life.
Sa'yo na nakikinig ngayon, huwag ka nang matakot na mag-invest sa sarili mo. Total, gumastos naman tayo at some point sa maling tao, di ba? Hindi naman natin nasingil yun. So, might as well.
Wala kayo doon. Nasaan yung ROI?
Heartache yung ROI, di ba? So, might as well invest something na pagdating ng 3 to 5 years from now, eh, mag-thank you ka sa sarili mo because it really had an impact in your life. Thank you, Nick, so much for dropping by and, you know, nakipagkwentuhan kay sa amin dito sa That Broke Pinay Podcast. And can you please invite them? Where can they follow you and where can they maybe know about the coaching session or coaching program that you're offering?
First off, thank you so much for having me here. I feel like it was just a very fun chika-chika moment and it's always fun to connect with someone online. So thank you for having me. And yeah, and if you're interested in learning more about what I do, money mindset, master your money mindset, you can follow me on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube at That's So Nick. So that's So Nick double S. So yeah, and if you are interested in learning more about one-on-one coaching, so I have an 8-week program where we really fast track funding your dreams to reality. So it's basically my roadmap na yung 6 years ko of trial and error, I condensed it into a 60-day roadmap for my clients so that you don't end up making the same mistakes I did, but also learn the lessons that I've taken with me. And it's really for you to master the right spending and saving habits, knowing that it's contributing to the life that you've always wanted. So I'd be so happy to connect with any of you and I'll see you on Instagram, TikTok, or YouTube.
Ayun, maraming salamat. And once again, this is another episode of That Broke Pinay Podcast. And this is your Broke Pinay Kapitbahay. And nagsasabing, hindi ito scam, but keep an open mind. That Broke Pinay Podcast, you needed this in your life. Until our next episode, bye!